Today is Monday, November 4th. What to know today as we reach the one-year mark until the 2020 presidential election, and what the whistleblower is now willing to do. Plus, the world's largest IPO, Airbnb bans party houses, and the well-known company Google just purchased. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. The whistleblower wants to talk, or at least answer questions in writing. The person who filed a complaint about President Trump's dealings with Ukraine that later led to the impeachment inquiry is apparently willing to answer Republicans' questions directly. The Washington Post reports the whistleblower's lawyer says his client will answer written questions under oath. Yes, questions from Republicans, but no, we still won't find out who this person is. The attorney says revealing an identity could put the whistleblower and his or her family at risk. Yet the hope is that answering Republicans' questions will help the investigation be seen as more nonpartisan. Whether or not Republicans will actually follow up on this is TBD. Remember, Republicans, and especially President Trump, have wanted to know the whistleblower's identity. So now some are saying answering written questions is not enough when impeaching the president is on the line. But Democrats say whistleblower laws exist to protect the identity and careers of people who come forward about wrongdoing. So we'll see what happens next. Already, though, this week, a lot is expected to happen. The New York Times reports investigators are hoping to get through at least six testimonies by Friday. Sunday marked 1 year until the 2020 presidential election. And with that, we have an update from the campaign trail. Beto O'Rourke is out. The Hill reports the Texas Democrat dropped out of the race for president. The reason? Reuters reports he was struggling to qualify for the next Democratic debate. He wasn't doing too well in the polls and was not raising enough money. In fact, he dropped out right before a major event in Iowa on Friday. Vox reports it's the largest gathering of voters in the crucial swing state and has been known as a time candidates' speeches have actually helped them stand out in the past. So the Democratic presidential candidates each hoped for their own moment with a speech about why they should be the party's pick. It marks the beginning of the final push in the primary race. The Iowa caucuses on February 3rd will be the very first votes cast in this election, and the general election will take place 1 year from yesterday, November 3rd, 2020. Thousands of people forced out of their homes by the wildfires in California were able to go home this weekend. USA Today reports while several fires are still burning in the state, firefighters are at least getting them more under control and evacuation orders were lifted. But now there's a threat from President Trump. In a series of tweets, Trump said the governor of California has done a, quote, terrible job of forest management. So he said he wants to cut off federal funding. Trump says the fires happen every year and the state always goes to the federal government for help. Trump said, quote, no more. Get your act together, governor. In response, the governor said Trump doesn't believe in climate change, so he's excused from the conversation. While Trump is putting the blame on California, ABC News reports most of California's forests are actually owned and managed by federal agencies. If all of this sounds familiar, it is. President Trump made a similar threat last year. The leader of the largest fast food chain in the world was just ousted. Fox Business reports McDonald's fired its CEO Steve Easterbrook over a relationship with an employee. CNN reports Easterbrook says it was consensual but still broke company policy, so it was a mistake. The McDonald's USA president will now take over as the CEO of the entire company. The world's most profitable company is going public. Saudi Aramco has formally started the process for what's expected to be the world's biggest IPO, or initial public offering. Saudi Aramco is the oil giant owned by the Saudi government. It supplies about 10% of the world's crude oil. And yes, it was the company impacted by the attack on oil facilities in Saudi Arabia less than 2 months ago. But it's still very powerful. Let's just say in 2018, CNBC reports, the company made $111 billion. That's more than JP Morgan Chase, Facebook, ExxonMobil, and Google's parent company combined. Now analysts say the company is likely hoping to push its share prices toward a $1.5 to $2 trillion valuation. All right, we have much more news ahead, but first, thanks to our sponsor today, HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit. With HelloFresh, it doesn't matter how comfortable you feel in the kitchen. Whether you're a pro or more of a beginner, HelloFresh helps you make delicious home-cooked meals you can be proud of. And this is the best part, it's convenient. HelloFresh gives you easy, seasonal recipes and pre-measured ingredients delivered right to your door. So no last-minute grocery trips or unhealthy takeout. And I can speak from experience. My husband and I recently made crispy Parmesan chicken with garlic, herb couscous, and lemony roasted carrots, as well as the Juicy Lucy burger with tomato onion jam. Who knew I could make those types of meals as fast as we did? Plus, the plans are flexible. You can skip a week or add meals anytime, and there are choices from family to vegetarian. And for limited time only, get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. Just go to HelloFresh.com/newsworthy9. That's HelloFresh.com/newsworthy and then the number 9 to get 9 free meals with HelloFresh. HelloFresh.com/newsworthy9. Now, back to the news. It's the largest marathon on the planet, and it happened on Sunday. 50,000 people participated in the 49th annual New York City Marathon. The New York Daily News reports this year, a pair of Kenyan runners ran the 26.2-mile course the fastest, claiming both the men's and women's titles. Well, a different type of race over the weekend is surrounded in controversy. The high-profile Breeders' Cup with a $6 million prize ended with a horse injuring a leg, and that horse, Mongolian Groom, had to be put down. And this is an even bigger deal because it's the 37th horse to die at this particular racetrack in Santa Anita, California, in less than a year. The Wall Street Journal says many of the horse deaths are still unexplained. Already, political leaders were watching this weekend, calling it a test, so now some are questioning the future of the entire sport. But the Breeders' Cup released a statement saying they worked with Santa Anita to increase safety. Airbnb is banning so-called party houses. The company's CEO tweeted about this after a deadly shooting during a party at a home rented in Northern California. USA Today reports a woman said she was holding a family reunion for 12 people when really it was a Halloween party and 100 people showed up. Sadly, 5 people were killed and several others were hurt in the shooting. Now Airbnb says it doesn't want anything like this to happen again. So TechCrunch reports the company is promising it'll start more manual screenings of what it considers high-risk reservations to stop unauthorized parties. And it'll create a dedicated house party response team. Google is buying Fitbit. CNN reports the deal is worth $2.1 billion and is one of Google's biggest purchases. The Verge reports it's likely meant to help Google build a better smartwatch brand. But there are some privacy concerns. Bloomberg cites lawmakers who say the deal with Fitbit would give Google access to Americans' sensitive information, like health and location data. Plus, Google is also already at the center of an antitrust investigation. But the deal is expected to close next year, so stay tuned. Let's talk movies. Terminator Dark Fate won the weekend box office. Variety says the 6th Terminator movie brought in $29 million in North America, which is actually well below expectations. The movie's creators were hoping Dark Fate would revive the Terminator franchise. The original stars Linda Hamilton and Arnold Schwarzenegger even came back to star in the new film. But now movie critics are saying it's time to let the franchise go. The movie Joker came in 2nd at the box office. And by the way, The Hollywood Reporter says the Netflix film The Irishman opened in 8 theaters over the weekend in New York and L.A., but the big theater chains did not allow it in since it'll be streaming on Netflix so soon after its debut. All right, that's it for the main news today, but now it's time for Money Monday, where we talk about one interesting money-related news story you should know. And today we're talking about saving money on health insurance and benefits. But first, today's Money Monday story is brought to you by My Wall Street, an investing companion there for every step from setting up a broker to starting and managing a portfolio. So it's that time of year again, the time you are allowed to pick or change your health insurance plan for 2020. Remember, when it comes to health insurance, you can only change your plan during open enrollment or a major life event. So if you have health insurance through work, you may want to review your current plan and research your other options. CNBC cites experts who say a lot of employees tend to leave money on the table because they don't want to take the time to look over their benefits. Things to keep in mind. Your personal situation, for one. How much health care do you think you'll actually need in 2020? If you know you'll need a medical procedure soon or plan to have a baby, for example, you may want a different plan than you have right now. Of course, you're looking for the best care for your situation for the least amount of money. And while you're at it, it's not just health insurance you may want to review. Remember that many companies will match at least some of what employees contribute to their retirement accounts, which is essentially free money. For those who don't get benefits through an employer, what's known as Obamacare is now open for enrollment through healthcare.gov, as well as other state exchanges. We've linked to a few other articles in today's show notes that have more tips and resources to help out. This Money Monday was brought to you by My Wall Street. Visit mywallst.com/newsworthy. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And as always, you can read more about all the news stories we talked about at thenewsworthy.com/show notes. The Newsworthy is here for you every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at, like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.